saying that, I want to ask, John, do we want to reorient our agenda to accommodate the BlackRock report so they can attend that conference call?
Are y'all all right? Y'all can come up in just a second anyway, or would you rather do later and go step out and listen to it?
Oh, no, there's a replay for it.
Okay.
And we can get everyone the replay number if you're...
Okay.
Thank you for giving us opportunity for that, because there's a lot going on.
Yep.
In the markets. Okay. So agenda item number one, report and possible discussion on activity report from Wells Fargo.
This is, I'll present this report. Fred Worley's not here today, but I think I'll be able to answer any questions. This is your quarterly look at the transactions for this particular, for the quarter ending 5/31/2012. You can basically see the number of, the total number of retirees receiving benefit at the end of that quarter was 96, and you can see the breakdown. You can see that the total participants, including those retirees, 367. So there was about 270 additional participants that are due to potentially receive benefits in the future that are currently not receiving them. The monthly distribution for the quarter, $375,000, that's for 3 months, so it's approximately $125,000 a month, is the distribution, total of the distribution checks to those 96 retirees. And you can see the value and the defined benefit portion of the plan is a little over $20 million as of 5/31. And then the other piece of the plan, the defined contribution piece, you can see down there at the bottom, it's about $2.8 million. So it's approximately 10% of the total value of the plan. You can see the number of participants involved in that. And there's fewer participants because that plan was begun in 1997. And so there were some people that opted to stay in the old plan, which was a defined benefit only plan. And so that's why there's more people in the DB plan than there are on the DC. But all of the people in the DC also have a DB benefit. They might have it's a reduced benefit, but they have a DB benefit also. You can see there's no more of the plan has been frozen since 2007, so there's no more contributions that are going in either by the employee or the employer in the DC at all. And you can see there was a very small distribution amount that was an amount this last time, which was actually a correction of a contribution made to or a distribution made to employees. So that's the summary. You can see the total as of 5/31 is about almost $23.5 million total value of the plan as of 5/31. What you'll see a little bit later in the performance evaluation that BlackRock and then Richard Holbein will be 6/30 numbers a month later, because we want to have the most accurate, the latest numbers from an investment performance. But this is as of the plan quarter. That's why this is 1 month different. So any questions, I'll be happy to answer.
John, I don't know if this is an appropriate time or not, but have we gotten any word from the IRS on making any of these changes we're talking about done? Nothing happened?
We have not.
Not surprising.
We were even supposed to receive a notification. We know they received it, but we were supposed to receive something in what they're required to do, and we didn't get that either. So we'll try to follow up, but, We'll wait to see. Nothing new.
Hurry up and wait.
Yes. And as you know, when we do receive that, and we anticipate receiving a positive approval of how we split the two plans, our plan is still to terminate the defined contribution plan and distribute the assets out. There'll be a lot of employee training and discussion about that before that ever gets done, and y'all will be well aware of what we're doing there. So before we do that. Any other questions? Otherwise,